Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us right now is Lindsay Walters. She is the White House Deputy Press Secretary. Lindsay, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with you today.
We're so glad to have you because we are at almost the 24-hour mark for the Republican health care bill, the Obamacare repeal bill. And it seems a lot of factions have come out against this. Do you think that President Trump can get the Freedom Caucus on board?
I do. I think that the president and his team are working tirelessly and to ensure that everyone is on board. You know, at the end of the day, the Affordable Care Act was unaffordable and we needed something new. And that's why we have the American Health Care Act now. And it's going to be a process. You know, this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But as you know, we're able to go out and speak to the different individuals and parties who are involved and express why and lay out, you know, why this is better for the American people, why this is going to help more Americans and overall going to be more sustainable, you're going to see more and more individuals get on board when they realize that what we've been handed for the last several years is not efficient, it's not working, and we do need something new. We need to repeal and we need to replace, and that's exactly what you're seeing the president and his team work on. You know, we've had leaders in and out over the last several days. Today, again, the president has a legislative lunch with individuals to discuss, you know, health care yesterday. We'll have next week a continuation of this, and we'll have groups in to talk about those who've been affected by Obamacare and the downfalls of it and what we need to do moving forward. And so this is a top priority of the president
right.
and his team are really working to ensure that everyone is on board.
Our guest is Lindsay Walter, White House Deputy Press Secretary. Okay, so you've got some selling to do in some quarters. Ted Cruz has been on record as saying that the GOP health care plan as it now is emerging from the House cannot pass in the Senate. And I know that the president had dinner with Ted Cruz last night and Heidi Cruz at the White House. How hands-on is the president going to be in making the case? And how open is the negotiating process? Are these just markers and we're working forward to see what it takes to actually get it done?
The president has been involved. You know, as he said, this is the GOP bill, which is not the coming straight out of the president. This is a collective effort that we're doing with Republicans on the Hill as well. You did mention that the president had dinner with Senator Cruz last night. He, as I said earlier, has had in groups of legislators and leaders to meet with them, whether it be in a listening session or for a working lunch to discuss health care, as well as, you know, Secretary Price over at HHS has been very involved too.
Yeah, I mean, you agree, I know, that the Senate is the heavier lift, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the Senate is going to be the heavier lift, but like I said, right now, Americans have fewer choices and failing options, and that's not sufficient. And we need to put something forth that is going to protect the American people and allow individuals to have choice and to be able to have a health care plan that best suits them.
Lindsay, I know that the president is meeting with senators and other lawmakers on Capitol Hill. What about doctors and health care providers? Having lawyers revamp the health care industry seems to be somewhat a disconnect for me. I would think that he would want to have it chock full of doctors and people who deal with this every single day and people who have a hard time getting paid and to know how the system is being misused because these people are on the front lines. Why are they really never included?
I would disagree with that. They are included. This is, you know, as I said earlier, the president has been holding these listening sessions where he's brought in individuals who've been affected by Obamacare, who've had to deal with it day in and day out, and that includes doctors and patients and those who are on the front lines of healthcare every day dealing with it in their profession or in the care that they need. So the president has absolutely engaged individuals who are not, you know, lobbyists or not politicians and lawyers, but is engaged with the everyday American people and doctors who are affected by this directly in their work, in their profession.
Lindsay, I have to ask you on another topic. We keep hearing these stories, and we see each day with the White House press briefing seems to be an incredibly antagonistic place to be these days if you're trying to defend the president. What is it like on the inside? I mean, honestly, I look at these things and I say, I've never seen a more antagonistic and aggressive press corps. How do you deal with that on a day-to-day basis?
We're trying to make sure that the American people hear what the president's agenda is and that we're pushing forward and enacting the president's bold agenda. And that's what we focus on here. We focus on ensuring that we're able to get the facts out to, you know, the American people. The American people who the president is working for, and it's those who are affected by what we do day in and day out here. And it's important as a team to ensure that we're able to carry our message and we're able to tell the American people what the president is doing, what the facts actually are behind things, and to give them an insight and a look into what is going on here at the White House.
And is it frustrating sometimes when you see, you know, some of the reporting that goes out there that seems to be completely counter to what you know from being on the inside?
It's part of the job. You know, our job is to ensure that we're pushing back and that we are getting those facts correct. And so that's what we're here to do, to reach out to reporters and to give them the full picture and walk them through, you know, why something they are reporting is inaccurate, or work with them on their stories to show them what is really going on in certain meetings or on the inside. What is that conversation really about? So that's our job here. We all knew when we took this, when you work in PR and in comms, you know what your job is, and that's exactly what we're doing.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Lindsay Walters, White House Deputy Press Secretary, we greatly appreciate you joining us here this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.